Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you are, we welcome you. My name is Cheryl Spur. Today is Religious Education Sunday. We have a special announcement regarding our expansion plans.
If you've been around here for a while, you know that we have very exciting expansion plans and that we are starting a capital campaign in the fall to fund those plans. In the meantime, the Capital Campaign Committee has been doing some behind-the-scenes work to prepare for that, and it is my privilege today to tell you about one of those behind-the-scenes happenings. Many of you know that Olive Hobbs has been a member of this congregation. She joined with her husband in 1946. That makes Olive a member for 69 years. And throughout their tenure as members, both Olive and Clinton have been actively involved in the life of this congregation. They raised their children in our religious education program. They've both served in various capacities over the years. And Olive continues to be an active member of the congregation, as did Clinton up until his death. And so, with gratitude for their long tenure of involvement and service to this congregation, and in keeping with the tradition of naming our social hall after a distinguished lay leader, and in gratitude for a very generous planned gift to our capital campaign, it's my privilege to tell you today that our Board of Trustees has voted unanimously to name the new social hall in our new building the Olive and Clinton Hobbs Hall.
For the past several years, the Religious Education Committee has been choosing an annual theme to frame the context of our year and also for us to filter that theme throughout everything that we do. We explore that theme at the two RE teacher events, the in-gathering, which happens just before we begin our classes, and the midwinter retreat. And this year, our theme has been love. The children and youth and their teachers have considered how love teaches us that we are all related and accountable to each other, how love guides us to be welcoming to everyone, how love motivates us to be in covenant with each other, how love supports us to lead and serve, how love instructs us to respect everyone, even people who are different, and how love inspires us to live lives of meaning and purpose. So come, let us worship together.
Teaching our children and youth in the RE program is truly love in action. Our 45 volunteer teachers, youth group advisors, OWL facilitators, coming-of-age facilitators, and coming-of-age mentors expressed their love of our Unitarian Universalist faith and their love for our children and youth.
That love was expressed by showing up, by being well-prepared, by being flexible and creative, by supporting the other members of their teaching teams, and by saying yes to the opportunity to journey with our children and youth.
As a small symbol of appreciation, we have a decorated candle for each of our volunteers. May it be a reminder of the light of love we all have inside of us. As your name is called, please stand and remain standing until all the names are read. Amanda Rome, Mary Leeson, Allison Norris, Annie O'Malley, Sandy Eaglin, Heather Waltz, Val Henry, Jennifer Gregg, Cheryl Spur, Bobby Beal, Trudy Deal, Sarah Lang, Tanya Kale, Kim Homsher, Larry Johnson, Alicia Rayner, Teresa Vanida, Laura McChrystal, Renee Rahutsky, Tim Smith, Marianne Casper, Vivian Sandland, Vivian Hogan, Joel Slater, Sandy Bowers, John Cluth. Our OWL and Coming of Age program staff, Kat Holtz, Kathy Walker, Saul Flanner, Fred Smith, Elaine Bowen, Laura Sinclair, Jeff St. Clair, Andrew Rome, Michelle Boers, Kay Ekman, Mark Ekman, Bob Erdman, Jennifer Walton Fassett, Shirley Kiernan, Randy Leeson, Lori McGee, Jim Scott, Eric Van Bars, and Verweeby. That's a lot of people. Okay. How about you guys join us all and let's do a round of applause.
Our curriculum this year was We Are Many, We Are One. Using it, the preschool class had a lot of fun. We talked about ourselves and what we like to do. Practiced how to act when we're feeling scared.
Reading your Bible.
Or mad.
Yeah. Okay, kind of what makes you
or blue. We drew pictures of our families, and though differences stood out, love, support, and respect are what they're all about. We celebrated holidays, old favorites, and some new, making lanterns. Who has the lantern? Hold it up. Stars. Where are the stars? Lays. Who has a lay? And cards. Hold up the cards, Silas. Just to name a few. Good job. Put them down. We learned you use our kind and lend a helping hand. Where are your hands? Hold them high. And share a common goal of peace throughout the land. Okay, you can put them down. We celebrated nature, the sun. Where's the sun? The rain. Make it rain. The snow. We learned just what it takes to make trees and flowers grow. We learned everyone's important and all deserve our care. Our classroom is most peaceful when we remember to always share. We're thankful for our time together and happy as can be that we only have a 2-week wait before the start of summer RE. And each week at the end of class, we ended with the song, We Have the Whole World in Our Hands, and each of the children was able to add their own verse to this song. So we're going to sing our rendition for you today.
My hand.
In our hands we have Iona's.
Lantern.
In our hands we have Kailani's.
What do you want to hold? Okay, pick it up. It's fine.
Lantern. In our hands we have the whole world in our hands. We have Joe's.
Bunny. Doggy.
In our hands we have Roscoe's.
What is that, Roscoe?
Lion.
In our hands we have the whole world in our hands. We have Eliza's.
Mommy.
In our hands we have Lola's.
Horse. Thank you.
In our hands, we have the whole world in our hands.
Our wisdom words this morning come from Jack Kornfield. The heart is like a garden. It can grow compassion or fear, resentment or love. What seeds will you plant there? We will now keep silence together. Each week when we gather for worship, we set aside time to widen the caring ministry of this congregation. We take the time to memorialize those who have died, to celebrate with those who are joyous, and to call into this community of care all who need our love and support. We are very sorry to share that Brad Sleaze died earlier this week in a car accident. Brad was a member of this congregation before he moved away to North Carolina and still has several family members and friends in the area. We are planning a memorial service and will share the details as they become available. Please hold his family and friends in your thoughts and prayers. Spirit of love, fill our hearts with the joy of a child. Spirit of mystery, fill our souls with the hope of a child. Spirit of compassion, fill our actions with the love of a child. Spirit of reason, fill our thoughts with the prophetic voice of our youth. Spirit of light, fill our eyes with their vision of a peaceful, fair, and free world for all, and strengthen our resolve to make it so. Blessed be, and amen.
Well, just bet that all of you are wondering why there are bees in the sanctuary this morning. What could be going on? Well, these are the bees of the K through to our E class. Our major project this year was to collect some contributions for Heifer International, a wonderful charitable organization which was founded in 1944, which gives animals, livestock, tree seedlings, heaters, educational support to struggling families around the globe so that they can become self-sustaining. We were excited to be able to raise by selling Valentine's Day cards and then everyday cards and bookmarks, as well as all of the kids in the class doing chores at home and bugging their relatives to kick in a little bit of loose change from their pockets. We were able to altogether raise $230, which we thought was wonderful. Now, with our $230, we were able to buy some bees. Everybody together. Buzz, 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 buzz. We were also able to buy some chicks. Chip, 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 chip. Anybody wants to kick in? Chip, 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 chip. Some ducklings. Quack, 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 quack. Some geese. Honk, 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 honk. Here is the tough one. A water buffalo. Part of a water buffalo. Some bunnies. That's it. You got it. Part of a goat. Now here's some confusion. If the goat is ba, the next one is sheep. Ba, ba, ba. A pig. This one's easy. Oink, 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 oink. And the last one, I'm not even sure of this. We talked about this a lot, and I don't think any of us are sure. We bought part of a llama.
Llama.
Oh, that'll do it. Thank you. Llama, llama, that will do it. And we just this week got a delightful thank you from Heifer, which says Heifer International gratefully recognizes Kent Unitarian Universalist Church for your contribution of healthy animals and training in their care to help struggling families overcome a life of hunger and poverty. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, Psalm 24. I think it would be nice if the kids said their names and we maybe can thank each of them individually. And thank you to the other kids who are not able to be here this morning. And I'd like to present this certificate to Karen, who's been certainly our foundation for doing all of these things and in the trenches with us. And we're extremely grateful to her for all the wonderful things she does.
Now I invite our grades 3 to 5 class to come up for their presentation. All 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders. On RE Sunday, it has become our tradition to honor our graduating high school seniors, to listen to their dreams for the future, and to formally recognize their transition from youth to members of our young adult community. And this morning, during the first service, we'll be hearing from Jesse Beal Devine, Joey Murphy, and Sophie Smith. And at the second service, we will be honoring Paul Marsh and Natasha Swango. So I'd like to invite Jesse, Joey, and Sophie to come on up. And Jesse, I'm going to ask you to go first, and then Joey and Sophie, you may take a seat.
All right, well, since we live in an age of technology, I kind of wrote it on my phone. So give me a second, I got you guys. All right. I probably could do this without looking at it, but I'll use it as a guide. Okay, so trying to explain everything I like about being a UU is like asking someone what they liked about growing up. Because being UU was part of my childhood. Starting with the first time I attended, when I realized that soon I would be old enough to go to Harry Potter camp. Hogwarts, which was pretty cool. Little did I know that instead of the regular magic, as I called it, that I saw in the Harry Potter movies and books, I'd learn important building blocks of character and the power of love. And then the Hogwarts group became the same as the youth group to me, with all the same people and the same coinciding messages to love each other and be nice and, you know, all the UU principles. And the most important lesson was love. I learned love isn't just what you see in the movies or hear on the radio. It's different. I learned you can love everyone, which I thought honestly was pretty awesome, because I never thought that was a thing. The UU Church introduced me to the morals that I base my life on today. And even some of the funnest parts in this chapter of my life were at the UU Cons, Summer Institute, or growing as a person in Al and coming of age. I couldn't even put into words what those experiences meant to me. I plan to be pursuing an acting career at the American Musical Dramatics Academy in Los Angeles. And I just wanted to say thank you to you guys for helping shape me into the person I'm becoming.
I also wrote mine on. All right. There is no way I can truly do this community justice, but I'll start with a speech. I can't read. I'll start briefly at the beginning. When I was in sixth grade, I was admittedly a loser. I had one friend in school, and she was my English teacher. I was so shy that I really only had my studies to look forward to after school, and I even struggled with those. But not here. In these hallowed halls, I was respected. I was social. I was cool. It was amazing. So I figured, why not take this attitude to school? This didn't open new doors for me. It blew the doors off the hinges and opened new portals to exciting new universes. Because of the UU community, I was able to make fantastic friends that I don't have to refer to as Mr. or Mrs. And I can talk to people, and I can handle being around dozens of people at once. It's at SI I learned to speak publicly, and I hate to toot my own horn, but I think I'm doing pretty okay right now. SI was a whole new world for me, from being on youth panel to putting peanut butter on my armpits and eating it. I was able to grow not only more confident in my social abilities, I locked it. Not only more confident in my social abilities, but able to grow as a man. Also through programs such as OWL, we went from a bunch of kids who were really awkward talking about that kind of stuff to sitting in the basement of this church watching the Breakfast Club all together. And it was one of the best experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And we took that family and we went to coming of age with it. And it kind of gave us the opportunity to not only grow as a family, but also to find kind of ourselves through that. And I thought that was absolutely incredible. Next year, I will be pursuing a career in music engineering at the Tri-C in Cleveland. It's going to be very scary. Being UU has made me the man I am today. You have all made me the man I am today, and I cannot thank you all enough for it. Thank you very much.
I have trusty old paper. remember sitting where you are right now, about 1 year ago, watching my sister give this graduating speech. But at that time, I was completely oblivious to the real meaning of graduation. Finishing a chapter in your life and taking the step into the new one waiting to be discovered. As this school year came to a close, I spent 30 hours a week interning at a local business, went to exclusive end-of-the-year events for seniors only, and have said farewell to a school district that has taught me everything I know. But against my original assumptions that I'd long for my childhood and be melancholy for having lost it, I'm happy. I think I'm happier than I've ever been before. I've gotten to grow up alongside my friends, fully complete a public education, and get to know some extraordinary people under some extraordinary circumstances. For example, OWL, or the Our Whole Lives Sexuality Program. There, I was able to form an unusual bond with these two fine gentlemen over here. A bond formed from creating genitals out of different colored clay, naming every slang word known to man for various sexual reproductive organs, and playing STI Jeopardy. All in the midst of learning information about our own bodies that we can use for the rest of our lives. But neither the learning nor bonding would have occurred without this church and all of the wonderful people here. This is the church and congregation that has watched me grow up and in recent years challenged me to speak in front of others and think deeply about my spirituality and views of the world. I haven't completely figured out either of them, but I know that they have helped me overcome my shyness and made me more comfortable exploring and doing things I've never done before. I've even signed up for a K-pop dance crew next year. Which leads me to my future, my next step, college. In the fall, I will be attending Smith College, the college our dear Melissa came from, with a double major in French and International Studies. And after that, I don't know what I'll do, but I'm not going to worry, because I know I have a great foundation enriched by faith, family, and friends, on which I can rely to guide me in choosing the right path for me. And I cannot be more grateful to those who have helped me along the way.
For our seniors, our graduating seniors, these are our traveling altars. These were painted by Pam Leeson, a young adult from our congregation. And they contain a chalice, a number of readings, and also an altar cloth that has been inscribed by the youth who are in the youth program now. And along with this, our graduating seniors will also get information about how to connect with the UUA's young adult program. And now let us honor our graduating seniors with the litany that is in your order of service. I'm going to ask all the young adults who are here today to stand for the litany. We begin by all saying together, today we honor the youth among us. You are stepping beyond and away and toward. Today we share in your journey and encourage your discovery.
Today we welcome your energy and offer you a safe place to grow. Today we celebrate your hopes and dreams. Come live, breathe, thrive, and rejoice. Your time is now.
Today marks an ending, so that I may begin again, to hope and learn and do and be.
Today you cross this bridge. Go now and explore with wonder. We will support and nurture you. You are the future.
Today you cross the bridge. Go now and make choices that make you happy. We will support and nurture you. You are amazing.
Today I cross this bridge. Enjoy the fellowship. Let me grow, but don't let me go.
Together we share a special place. Together we learn, together we love, together we grow.
Before we close today, we have one more person to recognize. the person whose name is synonymous with our religious education program, Karen Lapidus. We have much more, so save some. Karen, even though you'll be with us all month, we thought it fitting to honor you today when we're all here on our last RE Sunday together. You have made all this seem effortless, but we know that's not true. And we want you to know how very much we appreciate all you have done. Your insightful time for all ages, thoughtful recruitment of teachers, facilitators, dedicated training and support of volunteers, procurement of supplies and materials, knowledgeable curriculum suggestions, continuing education, flexible scheduling abilities, endless communications, long days and late nights, background checks, budgeting, meetings and more meetings, attention down to the smallest detail. The list goes on and on and on. Yet you have accomplished it all in your quiet, positive, efficient way, whistling away and always, always holding love in your heart. Your work here has touched many lives, and you will be missed. In the words of Mahatma Gandhi, there are no goodbyes for us. Wherever you are, you will always be in my heart. And now each class has made something they would like to present to you. So grades 3, 4, and 5.
You know, I knew that this blanket was made, but it was never given to anyone. I thought, oh, there's something left undone we have to deal with this summer. So thank you, grades 3 to 5. And this is us, one of the hearts to go with our theme of love this year. We've been sharing these hearts with each other, and now I have my own. Thanks so much.
The kindergarten, first and second graders. Class made leis to celebrate Hawaiian Lei Day, and the curriculum said the word aloha can mean hello, goodbye, or love. I found this intriguing, so I looked and found some more articles talking about the spirit of aloha. The literal translation is the joyful sharing of life energy in the present, or simply joyfully sharing life. What a perfect description of Karen, and how fortunate we are she has been sharing her life with us for so many years. Another aspect of the aloha spirit is the more you express your love and compassion for yourselves and those around you, the more it comes back to you. So today, Karen, we endeavor to share and return some of the love and compassion you have expressed to us. We have worked together decorating paper flowers and hearts and stringing them carefully. I'm going to pull it out, Joel, to make this lei that we have filled with our love for you. Aloha.
Oh, let's see. Oh, it's beautiful.
Aloha.
Aloha. Oh, thank you. Aloha to all of you.
Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Now the nursery has something to share.
And we had such a time trying to get a clock to work this year. So that's the
that was our
double joke.
Yep.
So thank you, nursery.
Okay.
Oh, this is so cute.
The committee has some gifts as well. We have created a portable chalice for you, so you may take this ritual on your next adventure.
Thank you. This is beautiful.
And we have also collected all the notes and cards from the members of the congregation and would like to share this with you as well. And Melissa has another gift from our congregation.
Oh, my goodness. And someone found out that I collect depression glass.
Someone had a lot of help.
So, Karen, I hope you didn't hear, but for the last 2 weeks, we've been taking a little special collection so we could give you a fitting retirement gift from the congregation. Yay! We kept it a secret. Good job, everybody.
So on behalf of the congregation, we send you with our love and gratitude and $1,000.
Oh, my goodness.
As
thank
a gift
you.
For your retirement.
Oh, thank you. Wow, I wasn't expecting this. What Mary mentioned about how it all seemed effortless, but it really wasn't that hard. Everyone here is just so wonderful to work with. The staff, the volunteers, the children, the youth, the members and friends of this congregation. That I was just bowed along at every step. As you can imagine, serving this church has been one of the pivotal experiences of my life, something that I feel so blessed to have had the opportunity to be here twice serving as the Director of Religious Education. And it sure seems fitting that our theme is love, because I am feeling the love right now. So thank you all so much. Thanks. I'll miss you all. Thank you. May love guide you in all you say and in all you do until we meet again. Amen.